Good day. Welcome to the Debrief podcast. How's your Cupid's furrow doing, Tessa?
Mine is fine, thank you.
Anyone who, I mean, I suppose you know what the topic of the podcast is because you've clicked on it. Today's podcast is all about cystitis.
First question out the gate, is it a lady-only problem?
It is overwhelmingly women. And when men have cystitis, it's usually later on and due to prostate problems rather than the same issue that women have. So it,
great.
In its form, yes, it is. And if you are a man listening and you ever get the symptoms of cystitis, you need to go to a doctor immediately. If you're a woman, it's like, oh, see if it clears up in like a few days.
Great.
Right.
Well, I was going to say, because just in case we had some early men panicking, even at the thought of the word vagina.
Oh, sure.
Stick with us.
Stick with us.
Because you probably know some ladies.
If you're a man listening, definitely listen to this, because so many guys who are, I'd say, quite woke have no idea what it is.
Well, a lot of people, because we've done one about periods and one about sex, and I actually have had some boys.
Small boys.
Tiny little boys that I met in the playground.
No, sorry.
I just didn't mean to be like, some men came up. As in like,
some of your friends who are men.
My male pals have been like, I didn't want to listen to the period, or I listened to a bit and I freaked out, but then I actually did listen and it was very interesting. And I was like, yeah, certainly.
Yes, they need to actually listen, which is a hard thing because so many people don't.
Yeah, because and initially they said things like, oh, I thought that one's not for me. It'd be like, no, everything's for everyone.
Yeah, I often feel like I can't tell guys, or I did until like I recently had cystitis, by the way, this is why we're doing it, for a long time. The first half of the week that I have it, it was like I was just lying and saying I had migraines, and you're like, because to guys I was like, well, you're gonna think it's gross and you're not gonna understand it. It's like, so listen, then you will understand it. It's actually not gross at all.
I think with absolutely everything in the world, especially the things that we don't want to talk about, are things that we have to talk about. And the more that we can like get them out and be discussed, then we could maybe save people's health and possibly lives.
Oh my God. So here we go. It's a life-saving cystitis podcast.
Welcome to this life-saving episode, guys.
But before we do dive on in, what adult thing have you done this week, my friend?
It's my circus school.
Yes.
Because I told you when I first joined up.
Oh, yes.
And now we're in March. And so I'm nearly at the end of my course.
Oh!
Level one at acrobatics, and I'm
so wonderful.
I'm not bad.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I can't show you in here because
adult thing not being bad at the circus.
I think it
is.
Well, my thing is really that I'm really trying to get it. So I'm running. I joined up to it. It got cancelled because of the snow, but I did join a 10K.
Great.
You know, I signed up to do one. Like, I've been increasingly. We've had a lot of people tweeting us about people going running and stuff, and I've been like, okay, I'm going to give it a go.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to really get fitter and learn to run and do that sort of stuff. But also I've just been having a lot of time upside down at circus school.
That's good.
I've amazed myself at how good I am. No, like understanding my body more and realizing that my arms have never done a day's work in their life.
Yeah, that is, the arms are a big thing, aren't they? Yeah. I can't do one press up.
Because you're not actually pushing in your arms. You're just like sort of moving your body up and down. So what in your mind is a push up, and you're like, well, I guess I'm just rubbish at them.
Yes.
You're not at all. You're just not doing a push up. You're in all the wrong places. Okay. And so I cannot recommend enough, because if you're doing like yoga on YouTube or whatever, you're like, oh, shit at this. You're almost certainly giving it what you think looks right, but is actually not it at all.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Not you.
But also me.
it's really blown my mind how many things I think are this. And then the instructor comes around and is like, this way, you moron. And I'll be like, oh gosh.
That does feel better.
Oh wow, that's a totally different thing than what I've been doing over here. So I guess that's my adult thing, is I'm sort of trying to get better at my body.
That's really good.
Thank you so much. What's your adult thing? You tried anything new? You went to the shops?
Okay, there's an adult thing I'm trying at the moment. Because I'm very, very, if I've got like a job, like I'll do the job around the house. It's like, that's my job. But sometimes I forget. I started doing the thing where it's like, see a job and do a job. So it's like,
okay,
rather than go like, oh, I'll do it later, I'm like, no, the 2-minute rule, like stupid things.
That's such a good one. I've really, since we learned about that, I've really been aware of how many times I like see something, I'm like, ugh. I guess I'll have to do that in a minute and then leave the room.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, no, just do it, you idiot.
You're in the room.
Or if I look at the dishes and I'm like, so many dishes! Yeah. I'll go and lie down.
Yeah.
But actually, if you just do a dish.
You do the dishes and it's actually like a way...
Sometimes I'm literally doing the dishes being like, gosh, I'm...
Well, here I am.
These are nearly done.
Who'd have thought it?
Not me. Hell. Yeah, yeah. That's
so
a great one.
It's quite nice. But I'm still not great at it. I'm still very much a learning process.
Certainly.
And I have surprised myself because when I moved in with my boyfriend, I thought it was going to be really bad in terms of me being very messy. And I am messier, but better. I am messier than him.
You haven't got worse since you moved in. No, you've actually got better.
I've got better. But it's difficult because when you are still the messiest of the two,
yeah,
there's not much improvement from his perspective, but he doesn't know what it was like before, which was
certainly
quite bad.
However, from your perspective, if you are, for example, a 100-meter track athlete,
perhaps,
of course, you train with somebody slightly faster than you always,
oh, really?
So that you are always chasing.
Oh wow!
So for you,
well, there we are.
Or you know, you're doing great.
God, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Talking of that, let's get down to our front parlours. Have you ever had cystitis, Tessa?
Well, I certainly believe so.
How come you're not sure?
Oh, just because there's, for me, cystitis is like, firstly, sounds a lot like syphilis.
Yes, it's not.
Certainly.
Thank God.
It's all wrapped up in a sort of umbrella of like urinary tract infection,
yes,
thrush, other things over here.
Yeah, they very much feed into each other.
Yeah,
and you can get like three at once.
All
like,
the sort of same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm never totally confident. And also, I didn't want to like launch in and be like, oh yeah, mate, with the old green pass or whatever. And you'd be like, absolutely not. That's disgusting. So that's already, I'm confused and I'm already ashamed.
Oh my God. There's no shame here.
Okay, well, what's that green
right.
pass? No, that's never been a thing.
So these are
what I think it is.
Oh, great. Okay.
Very, very hot. Horrible to wee.
Mm, horrible, be a bit more specific.
Burns to wee.
Mm.
And also you think you desperately need a wee and then you go and there's no wee and then
it burns
the tiny wee that comes out. It's like, ha ha! And like, you burns you on the way out.
Yeah.
It's actually worse that there's no wee.
Oh yes, so much worse than no wee. If that's what you experienced, you have had cystitis. What I find interesting is that when I was looking into cystitis, a lot of the things that I was like, oh yeah, that, weren't true.
Okay.
I'll explain what the party line of from health professionals is. This is what cystitis is.
Yep.
But then there's also a whole other like burgeoning thing, which is, I'm not going to talk about too much because it's a bit frightening, is that like it's very different and we don't know what we're doing with it.
Yeah.
So the idea is that we're like covered in bacteria all the time.
Okay.
We've got loads of it in our bladders anyway. If there's too much bacteria that gets up inside you, your classic urethra, as I'll be calling it.
Yeah.
Urethra.
Okay.
Where you wee. The statistics of cystitis are essentially a third of women under 24 will have had it.
Okay.
And that's specifically cystitis. We're not going into like thrush and things like that, which is even bigger. So there's a massive amount of like millions and millions and millions of women are suffering from UTIs. And when
urinary tract infection.
And when you balance that with how much they're struggling now to know what to do with it,
yeah,
because the antibiotics aren't always working.
Okay.
You're like, hang on, why has this not been looked into? And then you realise, oh, I had the same conversation the other week about how women are on the contraceptive pill and there's no male equivalent. Oh, it's because, the link is, it's a woman's thing. So in history, no one's really focused on the urinary tract infections because if it's men, it's prostate. If it's women, it's purely a UTI. Mm-hmm. So why would they? Now it's obviously different. They're now going more in depth and realising that they don't even know that what I just said about bacteria going up the urethra and causing cystitis, they now are saying they don't even know that that's necessarily what it is.
Wow.
That possibly, because they've seen that it's maybe hereditary. Sorry, also for background, I haven't just had cystitis once and I'm just doing a podcast on it. I've basically had it like a lot. I've always like hidden it. And then because I think people...
Yeah, if you're good.
Because people
don't bring your front bottom to the party. Yeah, hide it,
no,
obviously.
I mean like not talked about it because I've been like, mm-hmm. Well, people will just be like, well, actually the first time I ever got it, I'd never had sex before. And someone was like, oh, so you're not a virgin. And I was like, what?
Oh,
and I was
really stressed
out. And I didn't understand. And I was thinking, but my sister had it when she was like four. But that's like a big myth about the fact that it's...
Yes, that's definitely something I remember from school.
Yeah.
That if you had cystitis, it was from having sex, too much sex with a big penis.
Yeah, yeah. And that, sure, that can lead to it.
Yeah.
Because it's the bacteria thing. There's not like pushback on the fact that if bacteria, enough bacteria goes up your urethra due to sex or due to anything, you won't get cystitis. You will. But now they're thinking if you're continually sort of getting it, and by continually, it doesn't have to be like every day, it's once every few months is a lot, mm-hmm. Considering how much you should be getting it. They now think that it's possible that the balance of bacteria in your bladder, that just like you have loads of microbes in your stomach that determine whether or not you're intolerant to some foods or not, and they also, I really like, don't know about that either, and they're really researching that. The bladder and that area is now the new thing where they're like, oh, hang on, we don't actually know if some people may just have an imbalance, and that breeds that. And once you have it forever, because if it is that thing where it's like, it's just the bacteria, it's not the fact that it's going in, drinking water is not going to help it, because it means that that bacteria is in the walls of your bladder. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, you've had cystitis loads, and you're like, well, I drink loads of water and I do all the sachets, and I've taken antibiotics every time. Like, it's not you being crap with your lifestyle. That you may just have a condition that they haven't figured out a way to treat it yet.
That's amazing.
But they are, and you should always go to your doctor, because there's like, there are, like, you know, stronger antibiotics and things like that.
I was just going to say, that's so interesting, because it's so much tied up with the, like, shame thing of it being like, well, it's, like, gross because you, like, don't look after yourself. And yeah, while, even though those are factors, it could be something there's so much more internal and nothing.
Yeah, that you haven't done anything.
And also, it hasn't done anything.
Yeah, which it's not your fault.
Is it a yeast infection?
No, it's a bacterial infection. A yeast infection is thrush. So the difference between the two... my friend said it once, which I really liked it. Cystitis is you need to wee a lot. It hurts when you wee. Thrush, it sort of feels weird and hurts when you're not weeing. You know, like, okay. So if you can basically feel your own vagina,
yeah, yeah,
then you've got thrush probably.
Oh, so cystitis, you can't, it's only a weeing thing. It's
difficult because you get like a really bad, you can get bad tummy pains, and it will hurt. Like, everything will hurt. But thrush will hurt deep inside the old girl. Yeah. And sort of feel irritated. It can burn as well. If it's not burning when you're weeing, you don't have cystitis.
Okay.
Confusingly, they often will both come at the same time. Or one will inform the other.
What a nightmare.
When you're out of whack with one, everything else just is like a domino effect.
What a living nightmare.
I know, right? The other reason that people get it a lot, this is pretty gross, but I'm just going to say it.
Absolutely. It shouldn't be gross.
Your asshole's closer to your vag. This blew my mind because I thought everyone's was the same distance.
Oh God.
And it's not. Apparently it varies massively.
Oh my God.
What I should have said is the length of your perineum / perineum is different from woman to woman. If it's closer to you, then unfortunately there's bacteria just going to get in there. So you're not dirty. It's just you can't do anything about it. There's so much bacteria going on down there with everyone, no matter how clean you are.
It's a miracle of evolution that those things are all so close together.
It's a miracle, and also it's bizarre. It's just, why is our urethra so close to the thing that will hurt our urethra?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. So, the other thing that I found out was a couple of, like, myths. For example, cranberry juice, there's absolutely no evidence to say that cranberry juice has any... No, it's fine, just drink water.
Yeah.
And even though I said before that water isn't going to cure it, that's because if it is in your bladder, when you don't have cystitis... That's just you don't have any symptoms and the symptoms come back. So it's the same cystitis coming back and over again, according to that theory. So either way, water will stop those symptoms. So it will help you essentially and make you better.
But also, isn't the burning how much urea?
Yeah, like acid.
Acid there is. So yes.
The sachets that you get are not medicine. They are just there to alkalize your wee.
Yes.
So basically, the moment you have it, just go and get sachets and you should... you should always go to the doctor and get antibiotics if you have it for more than 2 to 3 days.
Okay.
You might as well just load up on sachets. The sachets that do nothing but make you feel nice, mm-hmm. For those 2 days. And then if you find that you're still relying on sachets, and you're like, no, it's fine. I just have to take all these sachets. And in fact, you're not fine. It's not like you keep going with the sachets and you'll get cured. After 3 or 4 days, you need antibiotics. Otherwise, it keeps going up your, I'm going to say pipe because I don't know which one it is. It reaches your kidneys. And when it reaches your kidneys, then it's a real problem. So,
Okay, real
problem. And to know that it's reached your kidneys, that you get your sore back. You just have to act fast. And so don't basically desensitize yourself with the sachets. So like you can be like, oh God, I've been using these sachets for like 4 days and my wee's fine. Like no, after 2 days and you're still having to sachet away in order to pee.
Yes, the sachets are a band-aid. Don't just keep sticking band-aids on.
No, because your broken leg, because it won't get a fix.
You need to go.
This is an incredible plaster. So yes, but the cranberry juice, it's very good antioxidant wise, and drinking it will, you know, sure, there's some studies which say that it will help your general health and well-being, great, but there's absolutely no solid proof that it helps to fight the infection. And there was a study done a couple of years ago in Yale that showed no difference at all between like 150 women who took them and didn't.
I think it's just a like 100% a placebo, but also it means if you're drinking more,
there's water in there,
if you're drinking anything,
but it's best just to drink water, like it's so much better just to drink pure, because then there's no chance of anything reacting with anything else or anything aggravating anything else, because they don't really know, like, yeah, the things that irritate it and make it worse are also the same things that you should do maybe to prevent it, which some of these tips, like I'm going to wash before and after every time I have sex fully. You know what I mean? Every time.
Oh, every time?
Yes. Not just like, please have a wash in the day at some point. I mean, like, one of the tips is essentially have a shower before, have sex, and then have another shower. Like, if I was on the receiving end of that person, I'd be like, this is very annoying. There's no spontaneity here. And sometimes you can't do that. But if you can, try and do that. Swimming in public pools does not help because the amount of bacteria in that water
is
just going to be all up in you. The bikini does not stop. Sugar, alcohol, caffeine, as ever, it really irritating. Alcohol is my one. So I think you might like have a one that will get you. Mine is stressed. Because I'm stressed, I go out and get very drunk. Because of those two things, I haven't drunk any water that day. Mm. And then I just wake up and I have a bad time. Cotton underwear, because any other type of underwear or any other like it heats you up, and bacteria multiplies a lot faster and a lot more aggressively the hotter that area is. So if you're wearing like a sexy synthetic G-string, it still will make you sweat a bit, and so like, which is lovely and sexy, and it will mean that you are more likely to get more bacteria down there, which is more likely to shoot up your urethra.
Mm. I never wear out, but the Marks and Spencer's pack of cotton pants.
Yes, great.
They're absolutely lovely.
Go and get yourself some.
If Marks and Spencer's want to sponsor this podcast,
with their pants,
send me pants.
Yeah.
I think they're the best thing ever.
That's great. Yeah, I got some synthetic ones from Primark, so and I got cystitis immediately, so that's the end of
Yeah, honestly, these breathable, lovely, big...
Breathable.
Big cotton pants.
Yeah, and the big thing, you need it. Not you. Oh my God, that sounded
the
so
big thing,
bad.
You need it.
You need it. I mean, like, no, just one like a needs big, a big, nice, comfy pant.
Pant.
Yeah. I mean, it says as well, like, feminine sprays and things like that will contribute towards cystitis. If you're using feminine sprays, you know those things like hoo-ha perfume and like...
Oh, gosh.
Just stop using them just on like a moral level, because we don't need men thinking that's what's normal. Please stop doing it. Like,
yes,
don't perfume your... He does not perfume his dick.
Yeah.
This sounds like a very different podcast, doesn't it? He does not perfume his dick. Who am I? But it's true and it makes me furious. What's it called? Femfresh. No, Femfresh, you're not allowed to sponsor our podcast ever, because I disagree with everything that you stand for.
But we will take the money.
No.
Oh, okay.
I will not take the money
at
all.
Oh, gosh.
No, because it's making
people
feel embarrassed.
Yeah, it is, and it's not helping because they aren't, like many products, but that in particular has created a market that does not exist or need to exist.
Yeah, no men wanted it.
But it's not even a thing. It's not like it's... yeah, exactly. Nobody asked for it.
Yeah.
They just created it. Literally, they dug a hole of shame.
And then we're like, well, I guess that hole's there. So am I weird for not being in the hole?
Yeah, and I was like, no.
No, and it's such a horrible thing.
So if you have any of those products...
And it gives you cystitis.
Get them out. Get them out.
Yes, get them out of everything. So obviously don't drink alcohol. And also don't drink alcohol, again, like I have done, on the day that your symptoms have gone away because you're excited. Like,
right,
you
sure.
The week after, no sex, no alcohol, very little sugar, and loads of water. And if you're like, God, that sounds boring, you won't, because when you actually have cystitis, everyone will know who's had cystitis, you will do anything to not get that back. So I just didn't know that you weren't supposed to drink after your symptoms go away. I thought it had gone. It hasn't. And then when you get antibiotics, you'll get like trimethoprim, I think it's called, or there's like another one, there's a few of them. They'll say like, take this amount every day for 7 days. And you're like, great. And then you take it and it immediately goes. And you're like, oh, amazing. And then what I do, like, wow, I don't need to take the rest of them because it's gone. Cool. That's actually the worst thing you can ever do. Complete the entire course, because it's so terrifying. My body must be so ruined. Even if you stop like 5 days in, the bacteria becomes smart and starts mutating. And then the next time you use antibiotics, it won't be as effective. If antibiotics aren't effective, which is like 30% of people, which is why they're like, I think we need to change how we treat this, guys. You are quite, not screwed, but you're going to have a very hard time because you have to then go into hospital and you have to get like... Now, I think the word was drained, but I don't think, like a fluid kind of thing, and you get hooked up to a machine, and it's not great.
Don't mess about with antibiotics.
Yes, but then if the antibiotics aren't working, go immediately to your doctor. Don't be like, well, I guess they'll work. They should sort of start working immediately. But I think, and also when someone asks you why you're not well, just be like, I've got cystitis. I think we need to do that, like periods.
Also, I think the word cystitis, I actually don't mind it because I think it's a nice word to say.
Cystitis.
You know?
Sibilance, yeah.
What's he saying sibilance for?
That's a word with lots of S's, and we like those words, but like Slytherin and...
Sibilance?
Sibilance.
Also, a sibilance is a sibilant.
Oh my God, it is.
That's a beautiful word. I've never heard it before.
Mm.
I actually just thought you were just saying sounds.
Smoobadoof.
I literally thought you were doing that, yeah. Just with more confidence than normal.
Orangagang.
Yeah, normally you like you look really happy in your eyes when you do it, so I was really surprised that you'd done one really confidently.
Normally when I just make noises, I look happy in my eyes.
You like this. But this one you went like
sibilance.
You said it, yeah, right?
Really.
Wow, sibilance, what a cool word.
But also,
So cystitis, I don't think is a pleasant word to say.
No.
Because of the nice S's. And then unlike the sound.
That entire sentence made no sense. I don't think cystitis is a nice word to say because of all the pleasant sounds.
That's... I think cystitis is a nice word to say.
Right.
And I'm happy to say it.
Mm.
Unlike words like vagina, because
period,
it has all harsh, ugly shapes in it.
Yes,
like
okay.
Gunner.
So it's not the thing, it's more just like the sound of the word that's your issue sometimes.
I think yes.
Mm. I think however you feel about the word cystitis, I think it's important that it's spoken about more, because I genuinely don't know anyone who has openly said to me like, oh, well, I had cystitis. I think people lie a lot about it, because if that amount of people are having it that regularly, I don't think you have to like call people up and inform them. But I think it should be a more open thing, because then I think that will make you feel less isolated, weird. I mean, I didn't feel like, I wasn't like, oh yeah, but I was. But like, it will make you feel less ashamed of it, especially because it's not like a gross thing. It's not like you've been rolling around in some shit and having sex in it. Like, you know, it's just it could be just
and
your body.
And if that is your thing, then
that's
live
great,
your life.
But expect to have some form of cystitis sometimes in your life.
Do reap the repercussions of that. But, you know, live. We're not shaming your kink there.
One thing, then the reason that I wanted to do this podcast was because I had this very big stance about like, I'm going to talk about cystitis more. I did an Instagram story being like, oh, I've got cystitis. And then here's me going to, I had a like improvised comedy gig, and I was like, I'm going to make an improvised comedy gig with cystitis as like a joke. And then I panicked and deleted it, even though like a lot of people had seen it. And then my friend, who I hadn't seen for a long time, why are you laughing?
Well, why did you delete it?
I was embarrassed and I didn't know, maybe this is too much information.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stop thinking about it. I was like, oh, and then I kept thinking of like people on Instagram, like my dad, like looking at it. And I was like, well, why would my dad, but still, like,
yeah, I understood,
you know. And then a girl who I went to university with, who I have not had any much contact with, messaged me being like, oh, I feel your pain. I was like, oh my God. And then we chatted about cystitis for a while, just like being like, oh, you know when this happens. And then she's like, yeah, oh my God. And then that feeling when it's like my mood was lifted, because you also like,
oh,
it
wonderful.
Does make, one of the symptoms is malaise, which I think is because your wee is burning.
Yeah.
But also, so you are very like sad when you have it as well, because you can't do anything.
Yeah.
You can't leave a toilet anywhere.
Well, it's because of 80% of your brain is like thinking about it.
Yeah, it's thinking about, oh,
it's
do I need the toilet?
Thinking about it constantly.
Yeah, just like with, I suppose, with like anything like that.
That's
like,
anything that's hurting you.
Anything that's hurting you.
I'm
get
listening
down.
To this conversation, but I'm thinking about my inner ear infection. Like, I can't
focus
on you.
Yeah, exactly. But that really helped. So it made me go, God, talking about it, I think, is really, that actually really helps.
I can't remember a time that like I've ever had a conversation.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've never brought it up, I don't think.
No.
Before now.
And yet you've been...
That'd be many reasons why I've been like, oh, sorry, meeting?
You have afterwards, you would sometimes be like, oh, sorry about last week, I had cystitis, but you would never say, I've got cystitis right now.
That's interesting, yeah. The present shame.
Yeah, the present shame was too much.
It was too much. But retrospective, I'm removed from it. And you can make like silly jokes about
it. Yeah,
you
can make silly jokes because you're better now. Because you're better now because that's gone.
Because fine, but you can't when you're like, yeah, texting from the loo. Like, ow!
Yeah, do you get in the bath? Does that help you?
Epsom salts. Yes, hot water bottle. Going to sleep really helped.
But do you like the and water the around it?
I don't think that, you can't really feel that. It's just like when you get in a bath anyway, you're not like, oh my God, there's water in my vagina. Like
No, but just like around the...
The area.
But
the main pain is in your lower tummy. It's not in your... That's thrush.
Mm. So that's why I'm not going to be like, I think I've had more thrush.
Yeah.
Which is an absolutely awful word to say.
And also disgusting.
Like, thrush is disgusting?
No, I feel like thrush is a disgusting word.
It's an awful word to say.
It's like thrush.
It's horrible. It's
like, and then there's that confusion. It's like pops into your head. It's like, it's also a bird.
It's also
like,
a bird.
This is so confusing. I think maybe subconsciously we hate it because it's essentially saying there's a bird up your vagina.
There's a dirty bird in my vagina. It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, which is, I think that is actually subconsciously why I hate it so much. You probably have, yeah. When you were weeing, it was burning, you also had cystitis.
Right. I definitely have just had a bit of the wee burning thing, but I've also had when the whole area hurts.
Just hurts, yeah. Well, cystitis will hurt. The whole thing will be uncomfortable, but your actual vag should not be in full pain. It should be your kind of lower tummy, all around your tummy. It's sort of like the same place, it is the same place where period cramps happen, I guess. And it's like, oh. And then when you go to the loo, there's that lovely thing where it's like, is it going to hurt? Yes. And then afterwards, yes! It's like,
that's exactly it.
Like after you've weed sometimes, like, I think I've got away with it. And then it'll go, vroom, and you're like, oh my God, I didn't get it. It was the aftermath.
Yeah, I think I've got away with it. Yeah. Oh, that's exactly right. You're like, is this one going to be okay? No, it's not. That's why I think maybe it's like you want to like be in the bath for that feeling. Like you want the cold.
Just piss yourself in the bath, guys. I think that's what we're going.
That's literally what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Well, it definitely... relax it. Being in a warm bath, Epsom salts or no Epsom salts, I think the jury is out on whether they actually didn't do anything, but the warmth around you will just relax everything. It won't like stop the bacteria that's up you. You get tense and stress compounds it. And I think that's because you hold, when you're stressed, it's like that ball in the pit of your stomach.
Yeah.
It's that. So if you're stressed, you're tense, you're not going to have a nice time anyway. It's going to make it worse. Unless you are like me from the past and baths make you stressed, in which case don't have a bath. But certainly don't have a shower because that's horrible.
No, don't have a shower. My friend, nameless friend, she had a long-term boyfriend at school. They're actually getting married soon. But so like, she was always quite like quick to be like talking about sex and cool stuff. And... and also her parents were doctors, and so she was like a lot
more open
on it, and her mum was like oh, you two have both got thrush, like, about, you know,
right?
So like, just be like, just talk about it, they're just, you know, and let's be open about things. And then because I remember her telling some funny story about thrush, and then years later when I also joined the sex wagon finally, I remember like texting her and being like, hello, what is thrush, please? And I think I've got it, and what do I do now? And I remember her texting back immediately being like, are you swollen like a baboon?
Oh my god. Yes, that's a great way.
And she was joking, but like, you were like,
yeah, I mean,
it's
guess
definitely bigger than I remember.
Yeah, it feels inflatable, like inflatable.
Yeah, that you're like, I can't quite put my finger on what exactly, but it definitely,
something has changed.
All is not the same. I can't identify exactly what it is that's different. Yeah. But
a friend of mine, it was literally like 3 years ago, we sat in my flat and she's like, now what happens if it's fine if you wee, but it's not fine
every time you're not weeing?
I was like,
the wee was fine,
but every day. I was like, well, what does it feel like? And she's like, I can't put my finger on it, but I know that it's not good. And I was like, it will be definitely thrush. Like, that's the one where you're like, I don't have any of the symptoms that they say because it's not that far along. But you're like, it's definitely not, I can feel too many things.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Well, this has been great.
Gosh. So I think just the main take home is like, talk to your friends
about it. Drink loads of water. Stay off alcohol and sugar and caffeine. After 2 days, get antibiotics, hot water bottle and everything. You do have to just wee a lot. So make sure that you've got water in you so you are weeing. So you're not just burning for no reason. Yeah. That's the worst.
Drink loads of water. And be the generational change so that the generation after us are like, you know, our like mother's generation like couldn't talk about cystitis.
Yeah, talk about it.
You have to start that fight now by every time you get it, looking your boss in the eye and being like, I have cystitis.
I must go home.
And not blinking.
Cranberry juice does nothing.
But enjoy it if you like.
Oh my God, enjoy cranberry juice. Have some ocean spray.
if it helps to crack into a cool ocean spray, then yes, do.
But do also couple it with water. And also, we're here for you. And I hope you... actually, what I really want is for some, if everyone to save this podcast until they get it and then listen to it when they have cystitis, because maybe they'll feel better about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although I did talk about it being a thing in your bladder wall, so ignore that bit. But it means that people are like really searching for the answer, and we will have a period of time where we can actually treat it properly.
Also, statistically, quite a few of you have got it right now.
Tweet if you've got cystitis. At Stevie M, the S is a 5.
We'll start some kind of help group forum.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I probably won't do that, but certainly DM me if you've got it, because I'll give you a lot of just tips and
maybe
support.
That's the future, like an app that you'd only go on if you actually had it.
And it's all like forums just for people talking about that.
Yeah.
I actually Googled cystitis stuff, found some forums. I was like, I just want to read some people talking about it. But they were like from 2006.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're and closed. Like, and then they're all like quite serious.
And,
like,
and, and they're in Iowa. And you're like, I don't know what's happened to those people now in the last 10 years.
I hope she's okay.
But if there was like a live thing, like an Instagram feed that people were just like, and only people were allowed in if you had it.
I'd like a hashtag for the face. So like a cystitis face, which is like, and then people can do like, or you know, like I'm more than my cystitis. So people can like be like, I've got cystitis, and they look completely fine.
I think we aren't more than our cystitis, because when you have it, you're like, I am the cystitis.
You don't even know if you had it.
Yeah.
But thanks for giving me advice.
I am better. Sorry, I was just saying, like, don't push through. No, don't, you know, don't be more than your cystitis.
Oh,
just allow it to be
it.
Your king. Allow it to leave. I was just having a practice for the cystitis face hashtag. About what it really was to try and...
It'd be quite funny to be like, you actually took a photo the moment it kicks in.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
That'd
yeah.
be quite funny. I would love that.
I would watch, no sound, but I would watch an Instagram story of people weeing just their face.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anything else.
It makes you feel so much better.
Yeah, of like that feeling of like, it's fine,
it's not fine. Ow, ow, ow. I wanted to stop. I can't stop. I must keep going. If you liked the podcast, if you have any thoughts about
burning issues,
if you have any burning issues you'd like to wee at me, then please, have I done twitting?
I don't think so.
Then please tweet me at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
At Tessa Coates, all letters.
Tessa is a sibilant. Tessa Coates is a sibilant.
Oh, yes. Phrase. Also, I'll tell you what is my birthday, 16th of September.
Oh,
and I've always quite liked it.
Mm, very nice. I'm 12th of May.
Nothing.
I've got
nothing. Does
nothing
for me.
I have nothing for you.
Also, if you are really struggling to talk about your front bottom, and it is, I believe, one of the great contributors to the gender imbalance.
Massively.
Is that there's no good word to talk about it.
Mm.
If we had the equivalent of the word boobs, which I think boobs is an absolutely
boobs is great.
Boobs is a cracker.
It's a go-to.
It's a go-to. Everyone can have boobs. Your grandma could say boobs. No problems.
Nah.
If you had that for your front bottom, we'd be away. Get yourself on the IKEA website. Look up any of the Swedish names for anything. Just use one of those.
Give me an example.
Branus, Lekman, Knipsa, Upelig.
My Knipsa is playing up big time.
I'm having a nightmare in Madrona.
I quite liked the 1930s when the like domestic boom, they just started calling the vagina, or the vagina started getting nicknames that were just like objects in the house, like garage.
What?
But my favourite was donut. Oh, the donut. That's not bad, is it? On a level with like,
You do still sound like a washerwoman who runs a brothel.
Okay. Well, I can't do anything about
Whereas
that.
Whereas the storage box with lid, £6. Fiala.
Yeah, that does it because it's a whole new word. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, Fiala.
Well, this has been eye-opening.
If you've got one, I'm on a genuine quest. It's one of my many quests, but it's high up.
Mm-mm. Ruby fruit?
No.
Okay. And blackbird's nest. Very weirdly, sewing machine.
Not even a sewing basket.
No.
Right,
off we go. We have to leave. I've got to go and drink some water and prevent my
cystitis. I've got to go look up words for vagina.
And where your urethra is.
And for God's sake, find my urethra. Try and get something up it. Don't do that.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.